Hello. I am going to be talking about loneliness through lots of different transitions of my life. I have graduated high school 2 years ago and started uni 2 years ago, and I have also started a new job a couple months ago, and I also have a 3-year-old sibling who has been a really big change for me. So for me, loneliness is lonely. I think that for me it feels like just a deep pit, and I think change can be really exciting, but a lot of the time it feels rubbish. And when I graduated high school, I honestly probably isolated myself and self-sabotaged in that way, because I wasn't being forced to go to see people every day, and I could just hide in my own little corner. I think it's also important to note that I have recently got a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder and ADHD and rejection sensitivity dysmorphia, and those in themselves have been a very lonely diagnosis for me, even though neurodivergency is becoming more acceptable and there's more awareness around it. So yeah, when I graduated high school, I didn't have a reason to go see anyone, because with my ASD, I find social situations really challenging, and not having to go to school every day, I really embraced that and stopped having any sort of connections with people, which meant that I had no one to support me, and I felt like I had no one in my corner, even though it was really my own doing. And I recently got a cat because I felt so lonely, and so he provides me a lot of comfort, when he's not scratching me. But yeah, I think that people don't realize how many people experience loneliness, and you don't realize that when you're in the depths of it. But starting after I graduated high school, I started uni, and I was the first person in my family to go to uni. So that was very lonely and daunting in itself, because usually I go to my mum for everything and say, hey, you know, or my older friends and say, how did you manage this? But I had nothing and no one to turn to. And I had isolated myself after high school so much that coming back to a social setting, so honestly sickening for me because of that side of it. And I felt, when you're in the depths of it, you feel like no one is going through the same thing, even though realistically probably people are. I rocked up, but you start searching for other people who have gone through the same thing and pulling at straws where you think you can try and connect with someone, because sometimes the loneliness can be comforting because you're so used to it and it's familiar, and then when you have to, you're forced to interact with other people and put in group projects, and yeah, you don't get that option, and that can be scary in itself, and you feel lonely that you enjoy the in the fact that you enjoy your loneliness, if that makes sense. And I have always experienced, because of my neurodivergence, I have always experienced a lot of the feeling of loneliness a lot of the time in social situations, whether that be school, uni, or work, because with work or a group project or a meeting or something like that, you'd have to come together, and I just hated it. I hate group projects, I hate meetings because of my neurodivergence, and that you don't feel like you can talk to someone about that and say, hey, do I have to do this group project, or hey, do I have to come to this meeting, because you already feel lonely and you don't want to try and push yourself further away from people, but at the same time you feel lonely in the fact that being lonely is sometimes, yeah, comfortable. And when I, my younger sibling came into the world, that was extremely lonely for me. And yes, I am not their parent, but I took on a lot of, and I still do take on a lot of responsibility for them. And there, I haven't been able to, I think this would be the transition that I'm still deep in the loneliness for. I don't see anyone, many other people who have siblings so much younger and who are raising or assisting in raising children in their early youth. And for me, that was a real struggle because you can't talk to anyone about it because it doesn't feel like anyone's been through it. And if you try and talk to a young parent about it, it's like, well, no, you're not their parent. And it's very, honestly, invalidating because you feel like you're struggling, and then it takes a lot to ask for support to say, I'm really struggling, I don't know what to do, I feel all alone in this. And then when you do, people tell you, oh, you know, like people tell me, you're not their actual parent, and you know, you shouldn't be raising this child, and it's not your responsibility. And I think I was just looking for, and I still am looking for, validation and support in the fact that it's really difficult to have work and be in uni and all those other life commitments that come along with looking after a toddler. And I just don't hear about that. And for me, that is really, really isolating and lonely, and I feel like crazy sometimes because, you know, people tell me all this stuff and I feel a certain way, and then they tell me that I shouldn't, or that that's not the right way to, and then you start to wonder, well, am I the problem? And I think for me, loneliness is a spiral. You start with depression, and that is really, really tricky to get out of, and it's really hard to, I guess, see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I guess if anyone is listening to this, that I would like to share that I have been through many transitions, and I'm at the better end of majority of them, as I mentioned. But I do think that I think there is the light at the end of the tunnel, which is really, you know, a cliche and I think annoying to hear when you're in the depths of it, because you don't believe that, but that's what I try and remind myself. And yeah, I think hopefully that this project helps people realize that you're not lonely in being lonely. Yeah, you got this.